Hi, this is Debbie. Thanks so much for listening to my podcast, Deb's Memorable Moments, where you'll hear original short stories that each tell a memory of mine to the best of my recollection. I wrote them all, I read them all, I live them all. Let's get started. In last week's episode, I had to learn to share my kids with my ex-husband and his girlfriend when they take them on a 2-week vacation. Now I have to learn to share them even more because he marries her and moves back to the States. It's a huge adjustment for all of us. I call the story, My Ex Gets Married. Here we go. My Ex Gets Married. The previous owner of my townhouse and I have officially been a couple for about a year and a half. We see him every weekend, and at least once during the week for dinner. Lately, my younger son has been asking me if we're going to get married. As I'm tucking him into bed, he asks again, "Can't you marry him, Mom?" My divorce from his dad was final 7 months ago. "No," I answer, "I just finished being married to Daddy. I'm not ready to be married again." He thinks about this for a moment and then blurts out, "Well, Dad's ready. Dad's getting married." I am shocked by this, as he hasn't told me anything about it. "To the woman who went with you on vacation over the summer?" "Uh-huh," he answers. "Oh, well, I won't be ready to get married again for a while. I'm sorry." I kiss him goodnight and go downstairs. Since it's about 1 o'clock in the morning in London right now, I call my ex-husband the next day and ask if this is true. "Yes," he says. "We're getting married Christmas week in St. Lucia. And I'm glad you called. I won't be able to see the kids over their break." "That's fine," I answer. "I hope you'll be happy." He and his new wife moved to the States a few months after their wedding. They live approximately an hour and a half from us. And then, about 2 months after that, he suddenly tells me that he wants visitation with our children every other weekend, half their school breaks, and 4 weeks in the summer. I am stunned by this. After 10 years of only sporadic time with them, he suddenly wants in. My lawyer tells me not to bother to fight it. I'm very upset. I really don't want to share them, but I have no choice. The new schedule starts immediately and has been in effect now for a few months. He's supposed to pick them up at 6 o'clock every other Friday and return them at 5 o'clock on Sunday. He's always late, which infuriates me. But as my boyfriend often reminds me, if he was always late when you were married, what makes you think he'll be on time now? "I don't know," I answer. This particular Sunday evening, my younger son is very upset at drop-off. He doesn't tell me what's wrong until bedtime. It seems his stepmother had some negative things to say about my parenting style. He's very angry with both of them. "Dad didn't tell her she was wrong," he says. "And I was too afraid to tell her she was wrong." He starts to cry. "Let me ask you something," I say to him. "Do you think I'm a good mother?" "You're the best." "Well, it's your opinion that matters to me. If she doesn't agree with my parenting decisions, that's okay. She's entitled to her opinion. But I don't want you to worry about it." "Really?" he says. "Really," I answer. I can see the relief in his eyes as he sits up to give me a hug. "I love you, Mom." "I love you too. Time to sleep now. Good night." Shortly after this bedtime discussion with my younger son, the three of us start working with a therapist to help us adjust to all the changes. Next week's story is the first of several that are about my experiences there. It's called Letting Go. I hope you'll listen. Please share my podcast with family and friends. Give me a good rating or review and subscribe. New stories are coming out each week on Fridays. Follow me on Instagram at DebsMM61. My husband drew all the pictures. Each and every story has its own picture. And check out my website, debsmm61.com, where you can learn more about me, see how the stories are organized, and support my podcast by helping to spread the word. Before I go, I want to thank my entire family and all my friends for being so supportive during this project. Specifically, though, my husband for drawing all the pictures for my podcast, my children and daughter-in-law for encouraging me to continue writing, even though I'd never done it before, and my younger son for taking the time to teach me how to turn my stories into audio and inspiring me to find the creativity I never knew I had. Story music for My Ex Gets Married is called Funny Dancing Kids by Audio Copy. I found it at Pixabay. It's superficially edited. The link is in the podcast description. Intro-outro music is by Michael Puri Jr. His contact info is at my Instagram account, DebsMM61. His link is at my website, DebsMM61.com. Deb's Memorable Moments is a production of Creative Debbie, LLC.